a few psukim into the parsha, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe to bring Aaron and his to take Aaron and his children as the kahanim. So it says, "Va'ata hakriv elecha Aaron ve'zban of itoy me'es b'toich b'nei Yisrael l'chan oli." Bring them in to be the kahanim. Medrash Rabbah here says that at the time that Moshe heard that he's supposed to go ahead and get his older brother Aaron to be the Kohen, Haraloi, Satim Vegatun, it was bad, he felt bad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Torah Shali Haisa Unisati Elecha, the Torah is mine, I gave it to you. So what needs a Hesberg is, what's the Shakal Vatari over here? First of all, what's Moshe upset about? He felt bad. Was he jealous of his own? Was he jealous of his brother? Was it a petty thing, chas v'shalom, like that? How do we understand Moshe Rabbeinu's anger or upset? And what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer? I had the Torah was mine, I gave it to you. Sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you're right, Moshe, I feel bad for you. I'm giving the Keser Kahuna to your brother Aaron. But don't worry, I gave you the Torah. I gave you Keser Torah. So you have, you know, so don't feel bad. I'm not the jolly, you're getting something good anyway. Is that what's going on over here? I shouldn't ask it as a question. You know, what's the Hesber and the Medrash? What's Moshe troubled with? How does the Kadosh Baruch Hu answer it by saying, the Torah is mine, I gave it to you? So the Yismach Moshe in Parsha Shmini brings from the Sefer Toiv Chei, I don't know what it is, brings the following Hesber. He says, Avadim. What Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad about was because he felt he's the best person to be the Kohen. Who can better represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the Shliach Rachmana than Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need to eat. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu panim al panim. Moshe Rabbeinu later the Torah calls an Ish Elokim. So who is the best, Kohen than me? To that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right, Moshe, you are the best person, but that doesn't mean you're the best person for the job, because Kahuna is not merely HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative. Kahuna, says the Toiv Chein, is twofold role. Number one, a Kohen is a role model. He's a person with his actions, with his words, with his adracha, with his guidance. He is someone who can go ahead. He has to be a role model to show the Yidden how they have to live, to help the Yidden come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to help them do tshuva. So his role, his position is a role model. At the same time, he's also the bridge between Shemayim v'aretz, he writes. He's the one who is mekasher, the Yidden down below, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu above. The Kohanim bring kapara, bring karbanos for B'nai Yisrael. To get the kapara, we need two achilas, the Gemara says. You need the achila of the Mizbeach, you put some chelik on the Mizbeach, which is like a ruchniyistik achila, and then there's an achila that's a physical achila, an achila by the Kohanim. The Kohanim's achila, says the Gemara, Kahanim Oichlin Ubala Miskaprim. The way he describes it is that he becomes the intermediary. It's the Kohen is the one who could be Mekasher, the Yid down below, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu above, through the vicarious Achila that he's doing. If the job of a Kohen is a role model, if he's the one who connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu up to Shemayim, then you have to figure out what's the best role model. Who makes the best role model? A Moshe or an Aaron? A role model is someone who you have to identify with. You have to find a kindred spirit with. You have to see, oh, look what he's doing, I can do the same. Or look what he's gone through and overcome, I can do it also. The way that a role model is someone who you identify with. You could see yourself in that other person. If he can do it, I can do it also. Mela, and therefore for the role model is not always the greatest person. The success of all the 12-step groups is that one alcoholic, or one person who's involved with a certain addiction, he can better help the other more than the team or battery of spiritual advisors, mental health professionals, because you identify with the person. Look what he is. If he did it, I can do it also. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah was mine, I gave it to you. How was the Torah given to Moshe? What did Moshe have to do to get the Torah to bring down to the earth? Gemara says that the Malachim said Torah belongs in Shemayim. It's too Kaddish. It can't be given down to the earth. Moshe Rabbeinu defended the earth, let's say. He answered the Malachim's Taina, and he said, Malachim, the Torah is not for you. Do you kill? Do you steal? Do you have a Yetzirah? Do you klum yesh Yetzirah b'neichem? Is there kinna by you? Do you have the human frailties that the Torah is writing towards? The Torah is written for people that are fallible, that have failings, that have made mistakes, and they have to learn from the mistakes and they change. And the Torah gives the oifen of kapara, how you go back and become a proper person. That's someone who a Moshe could satisfy. That's someone who could be an Aaron, not a Moshe. Moshe is not the person. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he said, the Torah was mine, I gave it to you. He's intimating to Moshe, the whole argument that you had that allowed me to give through you the Torah to the Oretz is because the Malachim it's not for Malachim, it's not for Kaddish Dika people like that. It's for regular people who struggle with things. That's why you're not able to be the Kayan. Because you, Moshe, are the Ish Elokim. You are holier than us. You are on a totally different level. And for you, we won't be able to identify with. If you have a person who has no shaychus to the outside world, let's say, I don't know if the example is the best example, but if you have a person who doesn't know, let's say, how geschmack it is to a person who sits talis and tefillin and he learns all day. And he overhears people making fun of someone else, ranking someone else out. Like, why are you doing that? Like, my Yisra and Lebalalosha, what do you get out of it? Because he doesn't understand how geschmack it is to do such a thing. I had a Rebbe, Rebbe Tesler, in fourth grade, in third grade. We were young, but we learned what the word chalois means. Why? Because we used to play baseball in the small yard we had, and the baseball sometimes would go over the fence and into the Goyish neighbor, and we couldn't get the ball back. But when he came to us and he said, what are you doing? You hit the ball over the fence, it's a home run, you can't get the ball back. Why does the person have to run around and touch all the bases? Is there like a chalais home run only by touching it? You know, it's a stupid thing. Baseball makes no sense. He didn't understand how geschmack it is, how wonderful it was. When you have a person who is so much mishichmei lamala above other people, sometimes you cannot identify with them. That's why Hashem's telling Moshe, I gave you the Torah to give to human beings on the earth. That's why you're not able to be the Kayan. Who's able to be the Kayan? Because you're the Ish Elokim. Who can be the Kayan? Who's the role model who can help the other Yidden find Kapara, do Tshuva, find their way back? That's an Aaron HaKayan. Because Aaron was a Chayte also. Aaron did something wrong. Aaron built the ego. Medrash and Sav says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill Aaron for his involvement in the ego, and Moshe Rabbeinu defended Aaron. It's a Medrash and Sav. He said, Chalakta covered the Eitzim, Tain covered the Adam. You gave cover to the Eitzim because you're allowed to burn all woods on the Mizbeach except for the wood of a Zayas or a Geffen because of the Peiris. The fruits, what that we get from the olive and the vine, we use as for Karbanos, for Nesachim. So in the schus of the child, you have mercy, so to speak, on the parent. The same thing, Aaron's children are gavaldic. They're doing this, they're doing that. Have rachmanis on Aaron in the schus of his children, like you had rachmanis on the woods, the trees, in the schus of their parents. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish Aaron. Aaron was chayte. Aaron did something wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy him, wanted to kill him. He's now the best person to be the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Mishkan was built, a chelik of it is the kapara for the Chet HaEgel. People are going to see Aaron in the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, If Aaron can do it, if Aaron, who's the one who built the Egel, he changed and he found, and he's now Aaron HaKoyen, then there's hope for me also. That's the pshat, he says, in a Rashi in Shemini. In Shemini, it's a Rashi that people talk about, and they say, and they touch up a certain way, but it's much stronger, the way the Yismach Moshe writes it. In this week's parsha, we just had here HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu to bring Aaron and his family close. Bring him and as a Kohen. In Shemini, we have Moshe being Mekayinid. We have Moshe going to Aaron and telling Aaron, Krav al HaMizbeach, come close. He's being Mekayim v'tzivuriv, v'ata hakrav ilecha Aaron. Here, in Shemini HaKadosh Baruch, Moshe is going and bringing him close. Says Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Krav al HaMizbeach to Aaron, and it implies that Aaron's at a distance. So why was Aaron at a distance? Says Rashi, Shehoya Aaron Yorayu Boish L'Geshes. Aaron was afraid and embarrassed to come close. Medrash, the Targum Yonis in there even brings that Aaron saw on the kronos of the Mizbeach, on the corners of the kronos is just the word horns, he saw, or it appeared to him, as if there were the horns of a shore, reminding him of the chait of the egel, which he was involved in. So he was Yorayu Boish L'Geshes. Says Moshe to him, Loma Ata Boish, why are you embarrassed? L'kach Nivcharta. This is what you were selected for. L'kach Nivcharta. So the simple understanding of Rashi is Moshe is telling Aaron that notwithstanding your hesitancy, notwithstanding your feeling of inadequacy, like, who am I? I'm going to be the Kohen over here? I'm going to be Oyvid in the Mishkan, which is only needed as a kapar for the Chayta Egel, which I'm responsible for? Notwithstanding your embarrassment or your fear, L'kach Nivcharta. This is what you were selected for. This is your job. This is your responsibility. Do not shirk your responsibility. So the simple pshat in Rashi is, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe is telling Aaron, whether you feel comfortable about it or not, this is what you were picked for this, do your job. The Yismach Moshe says so much better now. He says, the same reason why Moshe Rabbeinu felt Haraloi L'Moshe, it bothered him that he wasn't selected as the Kohen, because he felt that the greatest kavod would be if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative is the Ish Elokim, is the person who speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu panim al panim. Just like Moshe had that initial thought, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to explain to him, no, the role of a Kohen is also as a role model for the people. And to be a role model, you have to be someone that people can identify with. You're different than everyone else. It has to be an Aaron. That's for the same reason Aaron also felt himself unworthy. He had the same cheshbon as Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm going to go ahead and do the avodah. What kind of a... How? It's not a covet, it's a bezoyin. If I'm the one who's going to be oivid in the Mishkan. To that Moshe says, L'mloma ata boish. What you're embarrassed about? L'kach nivcharta. That's why we picked you. It's notwithstanding your embarrassment, you were picked for this. It's precisely because you have something to be embarrassed about. It's precisely because you did something wrong and you feel inadequate. That's why l'kach nivcharta. That's why we picked you. Because you will be the person who can now be mekasher other people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because people will see Aaron, who was chayti, Aaron, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill for the mice of the Egel, he's the Oyvid in the Mishkan. You know what? There's hope for all of us also. That's the Lomata Boish, Lekach Nivcharta. That's why it's. I don't know if he's saying it, he's changing the diktuk. Lema Ata Boish. To this that you are embarrassed, Lekach Nivcharta. It's for that reason you're. I mean, this pshat is different, I think a lot more compelling than what you find in a lot of the Sfarim, in the Likutim Sfarim, in the Turi Torah and Eitz Chaim. They all say on this Rashi, people quote this Rashi and they say the pshat, the way they all say it is like this, that why was Aaron lomata boish? For this that you were embarrassed, l'kach nivcharta. It's because you have busha. It's because Aaron, you were embarrassed and you felt bad and you're an anav. That's why we picked you for the job. And so all they're addressing is, Aaron had good midas. He was a Baishan. He had a nevus, is the way the Torah brings it from someone. That's why we picked you. But here it's so much more compelling. It's because you, it's not you're a nevus or you're a bishan. It's because you have what to be embarrassed about. Because you did something wrong. But now you're able to, but you've changed and you're now, you've gotten kapara. You'll be the best example for other people. People will learn, if you're doing it, I can do it as well. Could be that's the pshat in Tetzaveh. Again, the pasuk is va'at, va'ata hakrev elecha aron vezbanav mitoich b'nei Yisrael l'chanoli. Why does the pasuk have to add in mitoich b'nei Yisrael? Bring them close from within the midst of the b'nei Yisrael. Maybe the Torah is being madgish that Aaron or the Kahanim have to be a mitoich b'nei Yisrael. They have to be people. They have to be men of the, you know, they have to be from the, they have to be regular human beings who people will thereby able to be to identify with. In contrast to a Moshe, he's not Mataych B'nei Yisrael. Moshe's Lamala from this. He's the same idea. You see the same idea. Oh, the Satmar Rav says, he goes one step further now. This was a pshat from the Yismach Moshe. The Yismach Moshe said this from the Sefer Toiv Chen. The Satmar Rav in Bahaloyscha, in Divrei Yoel, He uses the same idea to explain an interesting medrash. It's a medrash in Kiseitze, and it's a Yalkut Ruveni in Bahaloyscha. Medrash says that in the end of the parsha, when we have Miriam and Aaron speaking keneged Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever the maisa was, they spoke improperly, lashon hara. They spoke, or Aaron was involved. So we find in the Psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at Miriam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ba'anish Miriam. The Midrash says that not only was HaKadosh Baruch Hu upset at Aaron and Moshe, even, but the Midrash gives you what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe got upset. The Lashon is Kedah. I mean, the Lashon is, I have it here somewhere. Yeah. Kivan Sheyada Moshe. Once Moshe knew, Sha'af Aharon Diber, that even Aaron spoke against him, his Chiltzaveach, he started screaming. And he quoted a pasuk we have in Tehillim, Gami Shalomi, the man of peace, Asher Batachti Boy, who I had faith in, Oichel Lachmi, he eats my bread, Allah Alai Ekev, he can step on me, says the Medrash, Aaron, you are the Ish of Shalom, you are Mesim Shalom Ben Shemayim V'Aretz, you create a union, a completion, a whole, you bridge the gap between Shemayim V'Aretz. Oichol lachmi, you eat my bread. This is the Chof Dalet Matnas Kahuna. Allah laik, if you can step on me and disregard me. So a chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu is upset at Aaron was because Aaron, you're the man of Shalom who bridges heaven and earth, and you're the one who eats the Matnas Kahuna. Why is Moshe, why is Aaron eating the Matnas Kahuna, or my bread? Moshe gives Matnas Kahuna. Why is that a factor in Moshe being upset? Sounds like Moshe saying, Aaron, how could you of all people do this to me? I mean, after all, I give you stuff on the side. I give you truma. I give you the matonais. So now you can step on me. Is that what, I mean, that can't be what's being said. It's not, Moshe's not saying, Aaron, whatever I did wrong, you should have overlooked it because, listen, you eat my bread. I provide for you. That's, what's the Hezber over there? So the Satmar Rav says that it's the same thing. Again, the role of a Kohen was, his position is a role model for others to help them see the need to do tshuva, to change, and as well, he's the bridge. He's the one who, his achila, you have kahanim oichlin obalim miskaprim. Says the Satmar Rav, Aaron eats food. Moshe doesn't eat. Or the achila of Moshe is not real achila. Because Moshe is this Ish Elokim. He's this godly person. The Gemara says that a person, La'ilam al yishana adam meminag amakon. A person should always follow the minag amakon. And the Gemara, what's the raya, says the Gemara? One raya, two rayas, both ways. Because when Moshe went to Lermala, when Moshe went up to Shemayim, he didn't eat food. In Shemayim, they don't eat food, I guess. So, and when the Malachim came down to Avram, could be Lot, they ate food. So you see, Al Yishan Adam Aminag Amakam. So the Satmar Rav brings from the Chasam Sofer, old Kasha, that What's the raya? Moshe, when he went Lamala, he didn't eat food. You see, you have to follow the minig. Who says that the minig is, who says that the reason why he didn't eat food is because he was far complying with the local custom? Maybe the reason why he didn't eat food when he went Lamala to Shemayim, where is Shemayim? What stores do they have there? What food banks do they have? Maybe the reason why he didn't eat food, it's not because he's being complying with the minhag medina. It's because there's no food in Shemayim, and there isn't. I mean, there's mud. With the malacha, maybe. So what's the raya? So the Satmarov, he brings from the Chasam Sofer. I saw it's also the Yalkut Gershuni and Sota quotes the Chasam Sofer that make the same point. The raya for Moshe isn't that you have to be, that you shouldn't be mishalem minhag makom. The raya isn't because when Moshe went lamala, he didn't eat. The raya is, if Moshe when he went lamala didn't eat, thus haste, he doesn't have to eat. Eating's not a necessity for him. So when he came back down to earth, that he was eating down on earth. Why is he bothering to eat? Adaftas nisht. It's not important for him. He's an ish elokim. Oh, la'olam al yishana adam minhag makom. I mean, the Satmar brings it from Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer, quoted by the Yalkut Gershuni, says the same thing. Moshe's achila is not an achila. Moshe doesn't have to eat. Moshe's a whole different person. What was the taina of Miriam and Aaron? Why is Moshe parish from his wife? Why, he's a Navi, and the communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu necessitates being parished from his wife. We also heard Nevius. What's the answer? The answer is Moshe's on a whole different level. The Nevius of Moshe is completely different. Moshe's an Isha Lakim. Moshe speaks to Hashem Panim upon him. Moshe doesn't have to eat when he goes Lamala. He doesn't eat. He's an Isha Lakim. He's not the person who can be a Kohen, because we can't identify with such a person. He's not the person, he goes weiter and says, whose achila is going to create kahanim oichlin u'balam eskapim. It's not an emes achila. That's weiter an achila of the mizbeach versus an human achila. We need the vicarious achila. We need the kahanim eating to vicariously give us the kapora, the achila. That's not shayach by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's something that's good for Aaron, because Aaron was fallible. Aaron made mistakes. He's someone who people can learn from. That's what Moshe is saying. Aaron, you of all people, you're the Ish of Shalom who connects Shemayim v'Aretz through the Achila your Achila and the Achila of the Mizbeach. You're the one who eats our Truma. You eat the Chof Dalet Matos Kohuna, says the man. Your role in life, you being the Kohen, was specific to someone like you, not me, because you are someone who Taka eats, you're someone who Taka make mistakes, you're someone who people can identify with and find within themselves a kindred spirit. Aaron Taka, Aaron could do tshuva, there's hope for me also. That's why Aaron of all people should have understood, that separates Moshe from us. Moshe doesn't have these qualities, or doesn't have these imperfections. Aaron's imperfections made him the perfect person to be the Kohen. That's why Moshe, who doesn't have those imperfections, he can't be the Kohen. He can't be the... Aaron should have followed this through and realized, oh, it makes sense now why he's parished from his wife. Because the Madrega, that we are poles apart. There's no comparison. That's the Satmarov's addition to... I think there's another place where you see this idea. Again, the Ikar point is that someone asked me, like, what would I have? Like, what? No one asked me for a title for tonight, so I mean, maybe it's a little presumptuous. I would have used the word the spirituality of imperfection. But sometimes, listen. You see the same point somewhere else. It's a medrash in Metzayra, but the pasuk is in Kedoshim. We have the Isser in the Torah of Leisela Chorochel Ba'amecha. You can't go as a gossip. There are other Isserim of Lashon Hara. Can't be a Reichel. Can't go as a gossip. It's a famous Maisa that everyone quotes over. There are different versions of it. It's brought Ashtikal and Gemaras. There are Midrashim. Everyone has it a little bit differently. The basics of the Maisa, the essential part of the Maisa is that Rav Yaneh was saying over. There was Ahu Reichel. There was a Reichel, a peddler who comes to the town and he starts hawking his wares. He announces, "Mi bayichaya, mi bayichaya. Who wants life? Who wants life?" So he's the proverbial snake oil salesman selling the elixir of life. So everyone gathers around, and what is he selling? He starts telling the people. I mean, one Lushan in the Chazal is, he opened up at the Tehillim and read the Pasuk. He said, "Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim ayiv yamim liras taif, nitzara l'shayin chamei ra'as v'sechem adaber mirma." If you want to live a good, long, healthy life, don't speak Lushan Hara. Be careful of how you speak. Said Rav Yanai, "Il moliahu reichel, if not for that reichel, if not for him teaching me what the secret of life is, I never would have known." Which begs the question that all he did is say over our pasuk at the Tehillim. It's also interesting, he was a nice guy, because he was selling the secret even before he took any. He gave him the secret without taking any money, so it's not stamara. So the kash everyone asks is, what's Rav Yanai marveling at? Wow, thank Baruch Hashem for this reichel. Pshat, I'm sure I've seen this somewhere. I couldn't find where it is. So some say, very nice. Who was this person who came? He was a reichel, a peddler. Reichel is someone who buys stuff here and he sells it over here. Reichel is also our expression for this Baal Lashon Hara v'Rechilus. The pshat is, this was not stam a reichel. He wasn't a reichel in the, you know, buying and selling sense. He was a reichel in the give and take, in the Lashon Hara sense. He was a reichel. He was a former reichel, a former Baal Lashon Hara. He's a recovering reichel. He's in recovery from speech. He comes to town. This is a person who's been there and done that, who was a Baal Lashon Hara v'Rechilus. And he comes to town and he says, "Rabbeisai, you want to change? You want to break away from this? Stop speaking Lashon Hara." Avada Rav Yanai knew what the Pasuk says. Everyone knew the Pasuk. But it's very hard to fulfill it. Is it really shayach to me? Masei agiyah, maisel maisei avaisav. This is also, is it shayach for me to even have an agiyah? It's too hard. It's not. When a reichel comes, but here's the recovering alcoholic coming, and he's telling the people, the recovering reichel, and he tells people, "Rabbeisai, there you can change. There's a way out. You don't have to live this way." Oh, now it's shayach to all of us. When you have identification, when you can see a kindred spirit, when you can see that if he did it for him, it can work for me also. Oh, now I know that there's taco way out. It's interesting. Maybe that's a new way to give a taichin. Gemara says, like the typical response to a person who tries to give you teichacha, the Gemara uses the expression a few times, k'shayt atzmacha v'achakach k'shayt acherim. The different translations, Rashbam and Barba says, like, clean up, fix yourself first, and then go ahead and fix someone else. In other words, before you want to go ahead, and give me techacha, you're giving me, fix yourself up. You can't go ahead and don't be hypocritical. Don't tell me what to do when you're not doing it yourself. Maybe we're misreading it. It's not only a restriction. Don't give techacha till you don't tell me what to do, and if you haven't fixed yourself up, it's giving you a etza. K'shayt atzmacha, fix yourself up. V'achakach k'shayt acherim. Once you've fixed yourself up, you'll be able to fix other people. When you've changed, when you're the example that people can say, look at that guy. Can you believe he doesn't miss a dot? He doesn't miss a tefillin now. He's always by sedarim. He's zahir in love. That's what makes an impact. K'shayt atzmacha, and then you're able to go ahead and. This is an idea, but what's interesting is that this memra of k'shayt atzmacha v'achakach k'shayt acherim is said by none other, this is the Gemara in Baba Basa and Daf Samach, is a statement of Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai is the one who said that expression. All right, this idea that a kohen is there to help you, he's a role model, he's there to help bring you back, and therefore it has to be someone you can identify with. I think you get another fee, you get an additional inkling as to this value of the Kohen, this role of the Kohen from a Gemara. Gemara and Rashi. Gemara says, right, it's the last Mishnah in Menachos. The Mishnah in Menachos says, Nema ba'oilas behema ishe reach nichoyach. By the oil of a behema. A behema is a big animal, it's an expensive animal. The Torah says you bring it, it's reach nichoyach. It's a tutaif, it's accomplishing something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things for you. And it says, V'nema reach nichoyach ba'oilas ha'oif also. It says reach nichoyach. And ubemincha, it says ishe reach nichoyach. So whether, says the Mishnah, by an oilus ha'at, by a behema, an oif, and a cheap mincha, says the same reach nichayach by all of them. And concludes the Mishnah, loimelach, echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit, ubilvad sheyechavin libay l'shamayim. Ikar isn't what you've done, it's how you're doing it. As long as you have the right kavana. Right. That's the Mishnah. Last Mishnah in Menachos. The Gemara asks, my kra, where is there a raya from a pasuk to this concept that whether you do a lot or a little, it's the thought that counts. So the Gemara brings the pasuk. Gemara brings Amar Abzeira, my kra, misukash pasuk in Kehelas, misukash nasa oived, the sleep of the oived, of the employee, is sweet. Ima'at imharbe yoichel, whether he has a lot of sleep or a little sleep, he can eat. In other words, and everyone takes this pasuk in Kehelas to mean that the bala boss, you know, the CEO of the company who might be raking in a big salary, but he can't sleep at night because he's worrying government compliance. Now I got the ACA to worry about, and he has to make salary, he has to make payroll. So he might be making a lot of money, but he can't sleep at night. It's the oved, the one who just clocks in 9 to 5, does his job. He's happy, he can sleep well at night because he knows someone else is responsible for him. Mesukashnasa oved. Whether it's a lot or a little sleep, he's okay. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara is using it to prove to you that even if you do, if you have the right thoughts, even with a little bit, it's good. Because the way it's read, the way Rashi reads it is Mesukashnasa oved. Do I have Rashi here? No. Mesukashnasa oved means it's sweet, the sleep of the oved, of the one who has had the avoda done with his carbon. Till the carbon is brought, the guy can't sleep. He's fearful. He can't sleep at night. When the carbon is brought, when the avoda is done, mesukashnasa oved ima atim harbe. Whether it's a big carbon, whether it's a big avoda or a small avoda, doesn't make a difference. So even if the avoda that you're doing or you had done for you is a lot or a little, you sleep well. What the Gemara, the Rashi, seems to be saying is there's an internal barometer we all have. We all have something in us that tells us when we're doing the wrong thing. Well, it's a conscience, it's our yetzer tov. When we do the wrong thing, when we wrong someone, hopefully we're ill at ease. We don't feel comfortable. We don't feel right with ourselves. What the Chazal is telling us, a guy can't sleep at night. Hashem can't sleep. Something's bothering him. So he goes to his local kohen. The kohanim were all throughout Yisrael in order to be there for the local people. He goes to his kohen, and Eretzach Dorach, and they realize, you know, you've done this wrong, you've done this wrong. Oh, you have to bring a korban. You need kapara. You need to do tshuva. They go to Yerushalayim. He takes the behemoth of the kohen, and he brings it to the mikdash, and he does the avodah, and with it you have the requisite tshuva of the Yisrael. When the avodah is done, he's now able to sleep. Because as long as when we're doing the right thing, when we are following the rules, we're not uncomfortable. We're not masuka. I'm not ending this well. But that was the something else? Very briefly then. I always do this. The pasuk, first pasuk in the parsha. First pasuk in the parsha is Va'ata Tetzave Spnei Yisrael V'yichoy Lecha Shemen Zayizach Kosis Lamar. Says Rashi that for the menorah, the oil for menorah has to be zach, pure, Kosis Lamar. Says Rashi, it has to be pressed. You take the olive and you press it. You don't crush it or grind it. You press it, and the first drop is what's kosher for the menorah. Then you take it and you put it in a mill. You grind it and you extract more oil. That's kosher for menachas. So kosis lamar v'loy kosis lamenachas. That the korban mincha doesn't require the purest quality of oil. It can use second grade oil. The menorah requires first quality. Now there's another area where the menorah is pure. That's in its construction. The menorah is the only keli that was pure gold. In contrast to the mizbeach, to the shulchan, which the mizbeach had no gold, the shulchan was plated, but they were not pure gold. When you require purity, it's in the menorah, in the material of the menorah, and the oil that's in the menorah. The irony of this is pointed out by two midrashim. It's a Medrash Tanhuma that says, I would have thought if the menorah requires shemen zayazach kosis lamar, pressed pure oil, then a kol shkein, the menachas should have required it. Because the menorah is for light, and the menachas are food. So if you need it by the menorah, for sure you should need it by the menachas. Kamash malon kosis lamar v'loy kosis lamenachas. The Yalkut says it strongly. The Yalkut says, if a person has two qualities of oil, one is pure, one is not first grade, what does he do? He uses the pure oil for his food, and the lesser quality goes into his illumination, his lamp. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it's the opposite. The better oil is for the illumination, and the lesser oil is for your food. So what's the vart behind that? You know, if there's some lesson for that, the Kli Yoker in the first pasuk, and I think if you look in the Makros Gedolos, there must be 20 paragraphs in this Kli Yoker. It's the last paragraph. The Kli Yoker says a pashut of art. You know, you say that we all know. He says the menorah represents inyanei shebe kedusha. The menorah represents Torah, kiner mitzvah Torah or. It represents chokma haraitza lahachim yadrim. You dive into the south side of the heichal where the menorah is. That's why the Torah is telling you, when it comes to inyanei ruchnius that are represented by the menorah, there you need shemen zayazach kosis lamar. When it comes to ruchnius, you have to spend more, you have to use better quality. That's what's important. That's where your resources should go. When it's referring to physical things, when it's talking about menachos, whether it's the mincha menachos, the lechem hamishnah that are on the shulchan, the menachos that are put on the mizbeach, when you're dealing with gashmius, when you're dealing with inyanei physicality, there that requires less. That's not something you have to go ahead and do. But when you're dealing with inyanei ruchnius, inyanei kedusha, that's when a person has to go ahead and use their resources to the utmost.